good stuff from Clapton. Get over it. FM 101 AM 1490 WCDO. Oddly enough, that's a phrase on I say on a regular basis to this guy. Good morning, Craig.
What's that?
Get over it. You just got to get, like, for like right now, for instance, you swatting and patting the microphone foam
on it, man.
Well, I know that. It's been laying there in a dusty corner.
Well, you don't mind if I wipe it off.
No.
Why should I have to talk into it?
Because you came in here.
Right,
that's
but
the
I'm wiping
microphone
it off.
You use. Get over it.
That's that great song wipe Don Henley and wrote. Get, the
oh,
Eagles
oh,
get over it.
Oh, yeah, from the early 90s. That was a good one.
My favorite line
that
in
is
that
a good
song.
One.
People, if you've never heard the song or if you maybe have heard it but never really listened to the words, yeah, listen to it again. Get Over It by the Eagles. My favorite line is something like, I'd like to take your inner child and kick his little...
Yeah, exactly.
There's some great lines
in that one, absolutely. That's from the Hell Freezes Over collection.
Right.
Good stuff.
Yes. So today, Bob, I wanted to discuss with you facts about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, yes. The father of our country and the president that freed the slaves.
Yes. And because it's March, April, May, June, July, 5 months after President's Day,
mm-hmm,
I thought this would be apropos.
Very timely and topical, as usual. You are known for your timeliness.
So in honor of President's Day, here are some unusual facts.
Wait. Before we get to that, can I give you some pumpkin facts?
Pumpkin facts for Halloween?
Yeah, for last Halloween. Not the one coming up, but the last one. I didn't get to them at the time.
Oh, okay.
You know, you get swamped. You can't get everything
get busy,
in.
Right?
You get busy, so.
You know.
No, I'm just teasing you. Go ahead.
All right. In honor of President's Day.
President 1 and President, what was Lincoln's number?
16.
Oh.
Impressed, huh?
Nice going, Chumley.
Yeah, and it doesn't even say that here on my sheet.
It doesn't.
No, it does not. There's
that's a pretty commonly known one, I
know,
thought.
I know, but I'm impressed because I don't know. You're good with the presidents.
Well, no, if you ask
you
me,
or Davey
Millard Fillmore, I'm not going to get it for you.
Davey.
James Abram Garfield.
Greg Davey knows. And one of you guys I knew a lot about, you know, like the 32nd president had, you know, three fingers because this happened and that happened. And
that would
there's
not
no three-fingered
be,
presidents?
I can think of a three-fingered pitcher for the Cubs, Mordecai Three-Finger Brown,
really?
In the early 1900s.
Was That's he good?
The, yeah. Was he a Hall of Famer or not? I think
hey,
he
I
might be.
I have to say this right now. Ryan played.
I like Mordecai. You should have named one of your kids that.
Mordecai
In fact,
Stevens.
Instead of calling him Ryan now, let's just call him Mordecai.
I got to tell you something. Speaking of that, now, honestly, now this is serious.
Uh-huh.
What I'm going to tell you now is serious.
yeah,
I'm
right.
Prefacing. No, I am prefacing
Come on.
This.
Come
You'll understand why when I say it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ryan had a travel baseball game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Played a team. We played in Norwich.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a combination
you
team.
You suited up and played?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Aren't you a little old for this?
What? Oh, no. And I talk trash to the pitcher while I'm at bat.
Aren't you a little less agile for this?
Oh, very less agile. I'll give you that. But anyway, it's a team combined Norwich and Oxford,
mm-hmm,
okay? They're Norwich-Oxford All-Stars, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a kid on this team,
mm-hmm,
that plays first base for this team that has one arm,
mm-hmm,
and his other arm from about your forearm down to the hand, he was born without.
Uh-huh.
And you should see this kid play.
Really?
I mean, it's so inspirational.
Outstanding.
I'm amazed by it. You know, and you see, and he bats,
uh-huh,
and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, he hits.
Excellent.
You know, I'm just so, you know, I after the game, you know, I said to the kid, I said, you know, you're an inspiration to watch.
Wow.
Because
that's great.
You know, yeah, he's got a great attitude, but I mean, he's good. It's not like, well, we'll let this,
mm-hmm,
this kid, I mean, this kid has just basically overcome his disability.
Right.
And
Excellent.
Has shown you that, you know, you can do, you put your enough work into it, I guess, and your heart and soul. And he's, you know, on this team. And he's not on this team because of any special treatment. He's
right.
on the team because
he's
a good player.
Yeah. Excellent.
And, yeah, so that was very, you know, and I said to Ryan on the way home, I said, the next time that you're down about anything, you know, you mm-hmm. had a bad game, you struck out, you know, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you think of that boy right there
yeah.
and what he's overcome.
Absolutely.
You know, and speaking of it, Ryan pitched last night.
Did he really?
Pitched the whole game.
Really?
Seven strikeouts.
Did his arm fall off after
No,
him?
But I mean, it's rare that, at that age, they go the whole game.
Right.
He had 7 strikeouts.
Excellent.
I was very proud of him.
I bet you are.
And we lost 3-2, but the 3 runs were unearned.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't go against his ledger.
Right. The point I'm making is there was one that could have been considered a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. The rest were, either ground balls or pop flies that were outs or maybe an error.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very proud of him.
Wow.
He did great. It was his first time pitching this season.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was a good night for you then.
Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. Now back to the Presidents.
Yeah.
Should I go to the Presidents? Or do I use up all my time?
Why not? Or we could discuss gerbils. I don't care. Whatever you want.
No, I've been because I thought these were neat. These aren't the usual facts you know about Washington, and this isn't cherry tree stuff.
Speaking of gerbils, did you have a habit trail when you were a kid?
Yes, I did.
Okay, just thought you seem like a habit trail type kid.
One time, I mistaken the little pellets for M&M's. It was a bad scene.
I think now we should end. There's nowhere to go but up.
Do you
want to
wait till Monday to do the facts on the Presidents?
How big of a deal is this?
It's not a lot, but these are unique ones.
All right, let's just. This isn't like the Lincoln Kennedy penny thing.
No.
Did you have one of those?
Nothing that you already.
Did you put it in your habit trail?
No, nothing that you already know. Okay, I mean some of them you know. All right.
Wait, is that a double negative?
All right. George Washington.
Uh huh.
His wife had 2 kids. You know what their names were?
Ezekiel and Fred.
Ezekiel? Why? I've never even heard that before. Is that a name some people have?
They shorten it to Zeke.
You know what? It must be some name that you heard in some guy on the Twins in 1942.
No, Ezekiel, isn't that in the Bible?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway.
Patsy and Jackie.
Patsy and Jackie Washington.
Huh. There you go. All right. But they were not George's kids.
They were not?
No. She was a widow when he married her.
Wow.
So he was stepdad, George Washington.
Wow.
See, I didn't know that.
The stepfather of our country, then.
Right.
Wow, cool.
All right.
I had no idea.
Right. Martha was a widow. I didn't know that.
Oh.
When George was in school, they had no books.
Really?
They had no books at that time.
They wrote on shovels with coal?
I don't know. You know,
your research is letting me down.
Okay,
here.
it's not research, believe me. But how do you think George entertained himself when he was younger?
Besides chopping down trees?
Right.
I don't know, marbles? Did they have marbles back then?
I don't know.
Well, what did he do?
Entertain himself by memorizing the names and verses on tombstones.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a strange kid.
Well, I'm just saying, these are the really odd little facts.
That's the kind of thing that people that go into radio do.
Do you know what he became, aside from the first president, but after he left school? What jobs he had?
Didn't he work in a print shop?
He was a blacksmith.
Oh, okay.
He was a surveyor.
Ah.
They had surveyors back then.
Oh, sure.
And a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Which explains the tree.
Right.
And the wood.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool? I didn't know that prior to,
multiple career changes for Mr. Washington, yeah.
Right. Now, Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have learned this in school. He was the first president to have a beard in office. And he's known for his beard, but he's the first one to have a beard.
Right, okay.
Nobody else had a beard.
Hmm.
Before Abe.
I don't think anybody has had since then either.
I don't know.
They? I'm trying to picture any of the last presidents with a beard. Like, picture Nixon with one. Oh.
Yeah, that's not.
That would be ugly.
Abraham Lincoln hated, absolutely hated going to the dentist.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a lot of people do, but back then, he probably looked back at George with those wooden teeth.
Yeah.
And thought, I'll go with the wood.
Yeah, exactly. Let him fall out. I don't care.
Abraham Lincoln had a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it was?
Well, it'd be safe to say a dog, but obviously that's not going to be it, is it?
No. No.
A pig?
No.
Parrot?
That's a good guess. No.
I don't know. I got all day
here.
He
had a pet turkey.
Really? A pet turkey?
Abraham Lincoln had a pet turkey. I don't know the turkey's name.
Hmm. Did he have to hide it on Thanksgiving?
That's a good point. Did the turkey freak on Thanksgiving? Mm. They wanted to get a little feeling,
Maybe.
Something's awry. The humans are acting a little funny.
Yes, exactly.
You know. Abraham Lincoln was his full name. He did not have a middle name.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
What was George Washington's middle name then?
Do you know it?
No.
I don't know. I don't have that on my information.
Again,
here.
Your research is letting me down.
I could have made something up. I could have said George Jim Washington.
Ezekiel.
Yeah. And he lived, you know what he lived in. This is the easiest.
Oh, the log cabin thing. The log cabin. Yeah, sure.
Until he was a young man. There you go. But he hated the dentist, and he had a pet turkey.
The pet turkey one is very odd.
Yeah.
The dentist one, not so odd, but the pet turkey, that's strange.
And
did he have a turkey leash?
And that's a good question. You know, when he called the turkey, did the turkey come to him?
Well, that's another
you
thing.
Know?
Yeah, do turkeys respond to?
You know?
What did he name the
did
turkey?
Did he pet the turkey?
Was it Ezekiel the turkey?
Well, he probably named it. You know, and then the other, I think, most strange one was memorizing the tombstones.
The tombstones, yeah.
But, you know, probably good for the noggin.
Well, yeah, and all odd behavior, which all nowadays would lend itself to a career in radio.
Or in the insane asylum.
Well.
Same thing.
Same right. Difference, right?
All right, so there you have it.
That's outstanding.
I thank you for your time on this lovely morning.
Yes.
And invite you to listen to me again in the future.
Please. Today, stay hydrated, my friends. Stay hydrated. All right, about 5.5 minutes away from the top of the hour.